Good morning, committee. Sorry for the lateness of the hour here. As we all know, we have things going on at home, and I certainly do, too. All right, we're going to open a public hearing on HJR 77. We have no one here to testify on HJR 77. No one has signed up on the sheet, so I'll close the public hearing on HJR 77. I'll open a work session on HJR 77.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Canoe.
I did notice that in our little packets here, even though there wasn't any testimony signed up, we did have somebody who brought forward some testimony, and I just wanted to point that out. It's from Ted Piccolo regarding HJR 77.
Thank you. Let's note that for the record, that we do have a sheet of testimony here from Mr. Piccolo.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Cruz, hold on here just a moment.
I just wanted to point out that I talked to Mr. Piccolo, and he's ill today and would like to have been here because he's been at the other meetings and followed it closely, but he did submit the written testimony.
Thank you. Representative Cruz.
I move HJR 77 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
So moved by Representative Cruz. Do we have discussion on that?
A couple of comments, Mr. Chair, if I could.
Representative Bates.
First, I know that Mr. Piccolo is not here to respond, but there has been some questions of whether or not certain people in the Legislative Assembly has sued anybody, especially concerning his term limits. The fact is, what the legislature did last time was move the time that registered to be a candidate for an office, because we knew this issue was going to come before us anyway. We wanted to try to get it resolved before the next election cycle. We did that. And the courts did obviously rule that term limits, as presented previously, were unconstitutional because of the Armada problem with dual subjects. Having said that, we'll probably be discussing this on the floor more. We'll hear more about that. And one of the members of the House has especially been singled out for treatment from these people. I think it needs to be brought to the floor and discussed there. The resolution before us, if I'm reading correctly, and this is what we wanted to say, is very simple and straightforward. It's 12 years, no internal limits, and it's a lifetime ban. And the clock starts ticking again when it goes into place. There's an opportunity in the future for us to deal further with this, but this is the measure, and the way the measure reads, the one that seems to have the most support, not only in the House, but in the public. And that's the one I think we should be looking at. We'll be speaking to this a lot more on the floor, obviously, so I'm not going to take a lot of time right now. But when it comes to the floor, I hope we'll have support in a bipartisan fashion for this, and that people will realize that if we don't do this, the major concern I have is that Piccolo's initiative will, in fact, pass. We went back and analyzed ballot measure 7, which we felt to be a very similar ballot measure. We just did this yesterday and today. It started out with less than 50% in the early part of the race, continued in that level until October of the year, when it suddenly jumped up and was passed by 56% of the voters. And I'm concerned the same thing can't happen here again, especially with an issue that might be heavily financed on the other side. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Bates. Further discussion? Representative Butler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Colleagues, I don't know Mr. Piccolo. If he stumbled over my first step, I still wouldn't know who it was. But I take particular offense at this letter that he says about mid-letter. It says that the legislative body had it within its power to refer the voters any number of term limit proposals last session and failed to do so. I don't know why they would have done that in the middle of the lawsuits that were then pending. And then he goes on with a new paragraph and says, perhaps if this body were interested in doing the right thing, the legislature could have done same limits on the ballot with adjustments to comply with received Supreme Court ruling. And I don't know, I don't know who this gentleman is, but if he thinks that I'm not interested in doing the right thing, I guess I'll put on the gloves and he and I can go around that issue in the alley. But I don't want to be defamed by someone who I know not of and who I care not to know of, and he has offended me by his assertion.
Thank you, Representative Butler. Do we have further discussion? Representative Cruz.
Just briefly, Mr. Chair, thank you. I want to thank Representatives Bates and Krupp for the work they have put in on this. Representative Leonard and I have worked for three sessions on this issue. And unsuccessfully, and I'm glad that we're finally going to bring this issue to the floor. And really, this speaks exactly to what we were attempting to do at that point in time. It's not whether you believe in term limits or not. Personally, I don't. I think the ballot box is the ultimate expression of term limits. However, in keeping with the spirit of what the people passed, all we were trying to do is get some flexibility in the system so that the legislative process didn't become a series of musical chairs, and this does that. And so I want to thank the representatives for their good work, and I truly hope that this is bipartisan, as I believe it will be when it comes to the floor.
Thank you, Representative Cruz. Further discussion? Representative Mark.
Might as well weigh in, Mr. Chair. Thank you. I'm opposed to term limits. I'm not thrilled with this legislation, but in terms of legislation, I suppose it's one that needs to be discussed on the floor. And so I'll be voting for it to get to the floor and reserve judgment at the discussion there.
Thank you, Representative Mark. Further discussion? All right, we have a motion on the floor that HJR 77 be moved to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Do we have any objections? Representative Butler, Representative Hayden. Okay, thank you. Motion carries. As far as a carrier goes, Representative Bates, do you think that Representative Krupp would like to be a co-carrier?
It seems to indicate to me earlier today that Ms. Hella has frozen over and he would like to be a carrier.
Okay, very fine.
And he wants to close.
Okay, so co-carrier.
Co-carriers, absolutely.
All right, note that for the record. And we'll close the work session on HJR 77. We will open a public hearing on House Bill 4037, specifies ballot title for HJR 77. Anyone on the sign-up sheet, Linda? Okay, no one showing up on public testimony. We'll close the public hearing on House Bill 4037, open a work session on House Bill 4037.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Cruz.
I move House Bill 4037 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
So moved by Representative Cruz. Do we have discussion? Any objection? Representative Hayden objects. And carries. Thank you. And
consent calendar on this.
Mm-hmm. Carry.
Objective consent calendar on this. Mr. Chair.
Representative Cruz.
I move that I check with Representative Hayden. He would not object to consent calendar, and so I would make that motion so we don't have this debate twice. The debate will be on the referral, and so unless there's other objections, we could put the ballot title on the consent calendar.
Thank you. Staff, do you have a comment on that?
Mr. Chair, members, it has to be a unanimous vote of the measure to the floor.
It can't be a unanimous vote just of the motion to place it?
Yes.
Okay, never mind.
Okay.
Thank you. Will we have a co-carrier situation on that, too?
Probably not. I expect what we'll do is we'll put the ballot title out, ask for a vote, and then ask for no debate, and then go to the debate on the actual measure itself. That would make more sense.
Okay. All right. Thank you. We'll close the work session on House Bill 4037.
Good idea.
As far as possible, introduction of committee bills, we will have something a little bit later today, and it will relate to a legislative ballot title that we are being asked to present to substitute for a measure that we passed out in the last legislative assembly that apparently has an unsatisfactory ballot title as provided by the AG, by the proponents. So we will recess.